Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sedilaka, given illustrative. Who else feels like given owes us the rest of that track? That track feels like, you know, it feels like my family. It feels like given just gave up in the middle of the track. You know, beautiful. You just want to listen. Sometimes I literally have it on repeat, right? Of air, upper studio. It's like zoom, zoom, zoom. Ah, absolutely wonderful sounds. I love those sounds. Given illustrative, my family, one of our very own. And you can catch up with Given together with the team on the other side of 6 o'clock. The IM team, young people, talking about young people stuff and talking about really serious topics. Actually, you really want to tune into that conversation. Nothing better than understanding the life and the minds of these young ones. Okay, let's come back to lightning. We're leaving it not. Okay, so Shalom J on 0826572729 says, blessings and family, we love lightning. Oh wow, Shalom J, isn't that the okay? Danique even checks the cloud in advance and pray for a lightning show. I once heard someone saying it is Elohim. It is the Lord taking pictures. Ay man, Shalom J, man. We need a laughing sound. I can't believe you just said that. But you know what? Just to put all of our minds at rest, my family, we've got the South African Weather Services this afternoon, and joining us on the line, Lihlo Honolo. Good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. So let me put Lihlo Honolo on the spot this afternoon, my family. When I ask him, can we please talk to you about lightning and thunder? And then he says, what about thunder? I'm like,
Yeah, I had to ask because I heard other people say things.
Yeah, so you're like the learned one, right, in the room, and you have the, you know, you have like the deciding sort of say on thunder. No, take us through the scientific makeup of thunder. What happens, gahle, when it thunders?
Oh, man, you're too kind. I think the main thing about it is thunder is birthed by lightning. So lightning is actually what gives birth to thunder, and through the name, that's why we have thunderstorms. So lightning is like electricity. It really is proper electricity that comes from the upper air, and through the particles, negative and positive particles, the charges attract each other, and then that bang sound that you hear, that's what results in thunder. So you can actually have lightning through thunder, because that's what gives birth to thunder, and thunder is the mudumo that you hear when just shortly after you've seen lightning.
Oh, so the one gives birth to the other.
Yes, so the lightning gives birth to thunder, really happens is that lightning has about 30,000 energy joules, I think, in terms of its energy, and the heat that it takes out, the bang through the heat that it hits the atmosphere, then it results in thunder.
No way! Okay. Mm. Why did I think it's the other way? Okay, it doesn't matter why I thought it's the other way around, but I did think it's the other way around. Right. Mm. So yeah. How dangerous, Lihlo Honolo, is thunder and lightning, just generally?
It's very dangerous.
Thank you! I was sitting at the edge of my seat. Thank you!
No. Very, very, very dangerous, because when people die from it, you start fires from lightning. If you have a drier area and it's struck by lightning, it might start a fire. And in some areas, lightning even strikes trees to fall down and people die. I mean, there was a game, I think 1996 or 1994, where Swallows players were struck by lightning playing soccer in the field. So people die. It's very dangerous. Your life goes away. It's like asking how hectic is a substation, electricity? Could you go and put your hand in there? It's actually electricity that strikes you. So it's actually deadly. That's how dangerous it is. It's deadly.
Tell me, this could be out of scope, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are houses, you know, just normal urban houses, built to insulate thunder? Because I know rural houses are actually built to insulate thunder, but are urban houses built to insulate thunder?
I think it depends on the area, because remember, lightning strikes where it has a charge that is positive for it to react with it. So that's why when you grow up over the other houses in the area and could be punches in urban areas, you're told when it's thunder, please open the window so that it's not hot and doesn't create a positive charge because lightning might strike. Other people put a tire, a rubber tire, a car tire around the chimney on the top of the roof just to hope that when it strikes the thing that rubber holds it for it to penetrate the house. And it differs. I mean, for a person in the car, a person that's in the car that has their windows closed is more protected than a person that has their window open. The chances are high that you'll be struck by lightning outside with a window open when there's a thunderstorm than there is when you have your windows closed. So it's always a matter of how you as a person, you're protecting yourself against all of these things.
What about mirrors? I mean, I know you've heard this or we're told to do this, right? Cover the mirrors, stay away from the window. Scientific explanation to that?
No, I think the main thing is probably others would think it reflects. But remember, lightning is just lightning is an electric strike. So what lightning does, it hits the tallest object around the area where it strikes. So if you are in the field and the players are playing, the tallest object that's there, the people that are over the land, and it will strike the first tall object. So it's not related to really saying it will strike the window. But probably another thing is that's where it enters. When you are next to the window, then it strikes you. So the main thing is that when you have lightning, the main thing to be concerned about is to be lower or be at least around the ground. So most of the time, that's why part of the mechanism of making sure that you protect yourself against lightning, you crouch. So when you're crouching, then the lightning might strike, but it will go over you and strike you. So it will be like a transfer of electricity. You might have lightning that strikes in the ground, but if you've crouched, then it goes over you for you to go back. But when you're straight, it strikes you straight directly like you're an object that is taller in the area where it reacts with the positive charge.
Wow.
You have different lightning, or you have cloud to ground, you have cloud to cloud, you have ground to cloud. It differs in terms of the lightning and how it starts. The common one would be obviously cloud to ground, and you also have cloud to cloud where you have particles within the cloud that react to each other. That's why sometimes you see lightning within a cloud when you hear the thunder. Because the lightning, when you see, sometimes, as you've mentioned in the radio, that others say it's a photograph from up there, but that's what it happens.
From the
lightning shows, because like science suggests, light travels faster than sound. So the light goes first, hence lightning. And then with the speed of light being faster than the sound, you see first the lightning, then hear the thunder. So what you notice from now is you will see every time there's a thunderstorm, you will see the blow of the lightning, then be sure to hear the thunder just after you've seen the light.
Yeah, little, you know what? I hear the scientific explanation, but for me, I'm still stuck where you say it is not uncommon for someone to be scared of thunder, because actually it is dangerous. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, thank you for that explanation. And very quickly, before we let you go, what's the update on Filippo? Is it Filippo? It is Filippo.
Filippo is gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. It lasted just a day around the areas of the northern part. It was a fast-moving system, so it moved fairly quick. It has gone just a day, and then, we have been clear conditions. Just on the phone that we're expecting more.
Fantastic. By the way. Yeah. By the way, so I heard there was quite an interesting system that I suppose the weather community across the globe has put in place to decide on the names of these cyclones. So what's the next one going to be?
No. So what happens is So there's a board of people that meet. So tropical cyclones generally are decided upon by La Reunion, and I wouldn't say decided, but they're the main center that forecast tropical cyclones around the southern Africa region. Then when it comes to us, we liaise with them for us to monitor it, but they have the final say. But also, in it happening, there's a board of people that meets every year for the submission. We also had submissions from different people. South Africa Weather Service even issued a WhatsApp number for people to send in the names that like suggested through the WMO and obviously La Reunion and people meeting. So in that happening, that's where you decide. So in how it's named, then obviously the first letter would decide the number in terms of, like, if you're asking now if you get alphabetically in an order, Filippo is the number what in terms of the tropical cyclone this latest season. Filippo is number 6, so you count A, B, C, D, E, F. So the next one would be E, F, G, then G will be the 7th tropical cyclone. So whatever name you're going to get from now, should there be a tropical cyclone in the Mozambique Channel, it will be a name that starts with a G. Could be a Gugu, could be, depending on what was submitted.
Wow. My family, if that was not education, I remembered, it took me all the way back to standard 3. It was standard 3 in my time. It's grade 5 now in everybody else's time. Took me all the way back there. Lihlolo, thank you so much for having given us your time. Truly appreciate it. And we're actually happy that we can check in with you guys just literally about any time. We truly appreciate that, yeah?
No, it's good to be here. Have a best one. Thank you.
Lihlolo Nolo, my family, joining us from the South African Weather Services. There you have it. The authority has spoken. Okay, so I'm not weird. I'm not like the weird adult in the room, you know, that crouches. In fact, that position, you know, crouching is a safety position for thunder. How do you like that one, Butelimpilo? How do you like that one? When? Anyway, so coming back to your messages, my family, this afternoon. Man, are we gonna remember Pastor K? I think we're going to do that because everybody's just coming through and saying, man, I remember Pastor K. Perhaps let's just dedicate the next hour, okay, in memory of Pastor K. And we're going to be playing all the wonderful music that we've heard. But we're also talking about Sunday school. Yes, if you're a parent with a Sunday school going child, we are coming for you. But before we do that, my family, here's a couple of minutes of our conversation with Brigadier General Reverend Thabo Maswewu, who is the Chaplain General of the South African National Defence Force. That was an amazing meeting, let me tell you. It was an incredible meeting. And it's coming, that conversation is coming up straight after this break.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.